Credo in US, ending that sequence of percussion pieces by John Cage, performed by the Guildhall School Percussion Ensemble, directed by Richard Bengerfield. This is Here and Now on BBC Radio 3. I'm Ivan Hewitt, and this extraordinary music has all been recorded at the festival Cage Uncaged, taking place this weekend at the Barbican Centre in London. That was the first half of a concert given about 2 hours ago by the Guildhall School of Music and Drama Percussion Ensemble, directed by Richard Bengerfield, and we're going to hear him now as a soloist in John Cage's Child of Tree, the first of the second set of four pieces from that same concert. Now, this set is more of a mixed bag because it includes two pieces by composers other than Cage. After Child of Tree, there's Three Strange Angels by Peter Garland, and that's followed by a very early percussion piece, Henry Cowell's Ostinato Pianissimo, composed way back in 1934. And the concert ends with John Cage's own third construction in metal. Well, Richard Bernas, just to turn to this very early piece first by Henry Cowell, 1934, it really is extraordinarily early, isn't it, for an all-percussion piece?
Yes, I think the first totally percussion pieces were from the middle 20s. I think 1924 has the interlude in The Nose by Shostakovich, which is all percussion, and just around that time, maybe a couple of years later, Varese's Ionization. So Ostinato Pianissimo is very, very much from that first radical period. Cowell was an interesting man. He was just a little bit older than Cage, and he was very much a strong figure on the West Coast new music scene. He also edited a very important review of new music publications that Charles Ives paid for, sponsored, and that published a lot of important work by Cowell himself. I think never anything by Ives, but other young composers for the first time in that period.
We're hearing also in this half of the concert a piece by another composer, Peter Garland, who seems to be one of a whole school, or perhaps one should say several generations of composers on the West Coast of America,
yes,
who all seem to know each other, have influenced each other, and share a certain aesthetic.
Yes, it is America's left bank. And Garland is, I guess, a kind of mirror of Cowell in that respect, in as much as he's edited Soundings magazine. He had a lot to do with reintroducing Conlon Nankara's music to the general repertoire, in the same way that Cowell realized a lot of early Ives and things like that. And so he's an interesting balance of that. I'm going to confess that I haven't actually heard Strange Angels, and I'm quite looking forward to it.
Now, another extraordinary piece in this part of the concert is Cage's own Child of Tree. Now this is an extraordinary piece because
it's a line from Finnegan's Wake.
Yes, and wonderful title.
Yeah, it also refers to an earlier piece of John's, which is a very beautiful setting called The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs for voice and piano.
It is a very beautiful song.
I mean, the vocal part is only three notes, but the incantation is almost endless.
Now this particular piece is a sort of improvisation using parts of plants. It's the most extraordinary thing. We hear a pod from a poinciana tree and a cactus whose spines are plucked with a needle or tweezers. I mean, it sounds the most extraordinary thing to have to play.
The background is that apparently when they were on tour in Arizona with the Cunningham Company in 1975, one of the dancers from the company brought Cage a dried cactus and demonstrated that it actually did have sonic potential, and that inspired Cage to use cacti as musical instruments.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, the improvisation thing is not so rare in John's music, because there's a whole series of variations from the middle 50s to the early 60s, which he basically wrote for himself and David Tudor to perform. And they're kind of mobile time frames that can be juxtaposed in different ways through chance processes. And then what fills those time frames actually is entirely free.
Is improvisation.
So improvisation is not such a strange concept to his work.
As one thinks.
Although it's by no means arbitrary.
Well, let's hear those four pieces now, beginning with that solo piece, Child of Tree, performed by Richard Bengerfield. That's the one with the cactus needles. Then comes Peter Garland's Three Strange Angels for bass, drum and piano, played with a long piece of wood covered in felt, and a bull roarer, which is a rather extraordinary instrument. It's a piece of wood whirled round on the end of a piece of string. After that, we'll hear Henry Cowell's Ostinato Pianissimo, which is scored for two muted pianos, eight rice bowls, marimba, bongos, and much else besides. And then, in the last piece, the palette of sounds gets even more exotic. That's John Cage's third construction. Here are now those four pieces performed by the Guildhall School Percussion Ensemble, directed by Richard Bengerfield, beginning with John Cage's Child of Tree.